Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled Reflecting the Love of God.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I'm going away, and you will look for me, but you'll die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, Where I'm going, you cannot come. He said to them, You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, Who are you? And Jesus said to them, What I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. And so the gospel of the Lord. When you lift up the Son of Man, you will realize that I am. In his argument with the Pharisees, Jesus expresses the most central point of the spiritual life, that he so reflects the Father's will and life that the Father is manifested perfectly through the life of Jesus. This gives us a more direct image of what our spiritual life might be like. We don't just conform ourselves to some set of rules, but we echo the life and love of the Father at the very center of our being, moving far beyond any sort of set rules or formulas. There's something more than good or bad, rules or customs. This is our connection with the vital energy of God, the God we love and serve. This is a plunge, if you will, into the energy and mystery of God's love for us. This is the most powerful and creative force in all of the world, and even beyond. We would not think of asking the question, is my behavior good or bad? No, we're experiencing a connection with the very mystery of our creation in God, and this is mediated through the loving presence of Jesus, his Son, whether in sacrament or in the prayerful experience of the mystery and energy of our God. One might want to use the word love for this contemplation, this grasp of the divine energy. We're raised up in our fascination with the very presence of God now directing and energizing our experience as we try to reflect God's point of view in our activities and service, praise, and even mercy and forgiveness for ourselves, but most especially for the people we're attempting to serve. So we can see that our prayer must be so much more than just a blind petition growing out of some problem or need. As I encounter problems in my life and needs and difficulties in the lives of my brothers and sisters, I might seek to become a more creative part of the needs and difficulties that we encounter. I would try to switch from a problem-centered life of moral choices to a grace-centered pattern of choices, which is enriched by the flows out of a prayerful and habitual regard for the intentions and even the presence of God in our human affairs. So rather than have my decisions in life be directed by some sort of rule book or formal morality, which can easily become too rigid or severe, I would seek to cultivate a more creative and contemplative attitude which would serve as the basis for my decisions about problems and possibilities that I encounter, especially on the practical level. This would require that the imagination should play a far greater role in fashioning the decisions that I would be making in my everyday practical life. This opens my life up to a moral creativeness that is often sadly lacking in a rule-bound habit of human behavior. It's true, the rules might prevent us from doing something wrong, but they might fall far short of what might really be necessary to address the needs of my neighbor and to allow us to acclaim our full stature as followers of Jesus. So we need to allow our belief in Jesus Christ to actively inform our decisions of service and love, and even the very ordinary behaviors that characterize our daily lives. There really can be no playing it safe in the spiritual and Christian life. This attitude of prayer leads us to a more direct contact with the very mystery of God. It's almost a little bit unsettling because we really do not know, or can we control, where our journey with God will take us. God's intentions may lead us very well beyond our comfort level. And as a very old man, I can tell you this certainly does happen very often. Yet trust in God's intentions in all of this, and we can lead and move into a real growth in our lives and effectiveness in our ministry. It's just all a bit frightening. We certainly can say this, but perhaps it's better to look at it as an adventure that takes us a little bit beyond the limits of our vision and our normal comfort zone. In my experience, this sort of apprehension becomes resolved in some new behaviors, discoveries, and is simply the usual pattern for growth in the spiritual life that really everybody must approach in some way. We certainly can get a bit anxious when we're called upon to change and expand into the marvel of God's vision and the reality of grace. You might want to look back on some moments of growth in your own life, and you just may identify these moments of moving from being fearful and uninformed to the discovery of conviction, of being fearful and uncertain to the satisfaction of your discovery of an ever-expanding truth, a vital truth that is an echo of God's very life. This is even necessary for an expanding prayer life so that we're not just repeating the same old thing, but find new words and ideas and a deep satisfaction of having discovered in our own experience another facet of God's generosity and creative goodness. Guilt, fear, dullness of spirit are always ready to capture and divert us. But the final forces of God's grace and energy within our lives must have their say if we're to come fully to self-realization in the divine love. Perhaps this time of virus has slowed you down a bit. It certainly has me, and certainly taken away my usual activities of running a retreat house and preaching to a lively worshiping community. As we start to rise up from this shutdown, I would hope that my disappointment at having my activities curtailed would give me a better focus on what is really possible as we align ourselves with the creative spirit of Jesus Christ. And I've started phoning people and receiving a card now and then and a phone call. And it's been wonderful to reach out to old friends during this time. What a blessing it has been. Even with the representatives of restrictions of travel and visiting, we can renew and deepen our love for the people who are so important in our lives, those who love and sustain us. And as we emerge from this shutdown, I pray that God's vital forces and the blessings of life will touch and renew your spirit with a deep sense of spiritual satisfaction and the discovery of a more effective manner of life, service, and praise. May God bless you in this difficult and surprising time of blessing, praise, and yes, even joy in the divine presence deep within our lives. God bless you.